call the Rules Committee to order, having reached quorum. Representative Ward, have you had an opportunity to review the minutes?
I have, Mr. Chair, and I have so moved.
All right, Representative Ward has moved to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yes. Proposed calendar, I move the calendar for the day for Tuesday, May 14th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. Amendments are due Monday at noon, secondary amendments by 6 o'clock for that calendar. And I have some end of session resolutions. The first one, I move adoption of R15 resolution. This is a resolution on facilities. McCormick, would you describe a little for the committee?
Mr. Chair, members, these are the standard end of session resolutions. They have not varied in language for decades, and these assert control by the House of the first one, the R15, asserts control of all the facilities that the House uses throughout the interim.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Second motion, I move the adoption of R16 resolution. This is a resolution on parking.
Mr. Chair, members, similarly, this asserts control of the parking spaces controlled by the House during the interim.
All those in favor? Any question? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And third motion, I move adoption of R17. This is a resolution regarding journal corrections. Mr. McCormick?
Mr. Chair, this allows the Chief Clerk to correct and approve the Journal of the House for the last day when the members are not here to give that permission.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Members, we plan to come back. We're going to recess, come back later today, complete the agenda. So with that, I move a recess until a call of the chair.
Let's see. We have two bills before us, a Hillstrom bill and a Lilly bill, for which I'm going to waive joint rule 2.03. And so I'm going to take up first Representative Hillstrom's bill, and I'll make the motion. I move that rule 2.03 of the joint rules be waived and the House file 157 be sent to the General Register. And Representative Hillstrom, if you would like to just share with us what's happening here.
Certainly, Madam Chair. Members, House File 157 actually made it through the committee process and made it through all the deadlines, and it made it to Commerce, and it was going to be included in the Commerce Omnibus Bill. We then got a late fiscal note. We had to do some tweaking, and we attempted to amend it on in the Ways and Means Committee. We heard the amendment. However, we ended up having a little bit of controversy that we needed to fix. So we amended the money into the omnibus bill and did not amend the policy. So, members, we now want to pass the policy. It made all the committee deadlines. Madam Chair, I really would like to do an oral amendment, if there's no objection, to delete the money on lines 4.11 to 4.16, as it's already in the Commerce Jobs omnibus bill. And if we pass a second registration fee, we will be double charging. So if I could make that motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Hillstrom. And we did talk with the minority leader and staff this afternoon about this, just to make sure that it was okay that we would move an oral amendment. And so without objection, that amendment would be in order. Representative Torkelson.
Madam Chair, this seems rather, I'm not a long-term rules committee member, but amending bills and rules seems unusual. It's my understanding that when there's double language that's passed into law in two different bills, that the staff takes care of that, eliminates that double up of language. I just don't understand why it's necessary to make this amendment at this time.
Representative Torkelson and members, we have done some amending of bills here in the Rules Committee already this cycle. And I think Representative Hillstrom is just trying to get the bill into the shape that it needs to be, and she would prefer to do this here than on the floor, just to get the bill in the right shape. And so if there's no objection, I think it's in order, and I'd like to move it. Is there any discussion of the amendment? Does everybody understand the amendment? So Representative Hilstrom moves that we, by oral amendment, we would delete lines 4.11 through 4.16.
Correct, Madam Chair.
Then all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Are there any other questions about the bill before us? Then I would like to renew my motion that House File 157 be passed as amended and sent to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those say no. And the motion is adopted. And thank you, Representative Hilstrom.
Madam Chair, members.
And the last bill before us is House File 1801, Representative Lilly's bill. And so I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 1801 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and that is my motion. The House File 1801 is labor contracts, and there's three different groupings, and they came in late. So my apologies to the minority and to the majority. But so we'd like to have the 1801 go to rules, please.
Ways and Means.
Or to Ways and Means.
Aye.
No.
Thank you, Representative Lilly. Are there questions for Representative Lilly? Seeing no questions and that there's no further discussion, I would renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And with that, members, we are in adjournment. I hope you have a really great weekend.